We received word this morning that Kosovo President Ibrahim Rugova has died. Mr. Rugova had been suffering from lung cancer. He was 61 years old. Associated Press reporter Tina Kraha joins us from Kosovo's capital, Pristina. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
What's happening in Pristina now? Any public reaction to Mr. Rugova's death?
Well, not as of yet. His staff and his bodyguards and also other neighbors and just people, his supporters, have gathered at his residence. The local televisions and radios are playing solemn music. There have been some meetings going on with the UN administration and other local leaders here, and there's a few more lined up to take place later today.
Mm-hmm. Remind us about Ibrahim Rugova's role in the efforts of ethnic Albanians to achieve independence, first from Yugoslavia and then from Serbia.
Ibrahim Rugova was basically the leader of the ethnic Albanians since the beginning of the 90s, so very early 90s. He has been he has led the efforts of the ethnic Albanians for independence from Serbia. Obviously, he dreams. He died without, as the talks on the future of the Kosovo status are to begin. They were expected to begin on Wednesday. It's still not clear who's going to basically who will Rugova's successor be. And it's unclear still whether those talks will take place as they were planned for next week.
Tell us a little bit about the man. Who was he? What kind of charisma did he have?
He was a writer when this whole thing began. It began in the late 80s. He led the Writers Association of Kosovo, which became the forefront of ethnic Albanian demands for independence. He intensified this struggle. Basically became the leader of this demand. He was back and forth visiting capitals of Western capitals, pressing for independence for the ethnic Albanian dominated province. He has been he's been struggling with this illness since September. He has kept on his political efforts, and he died today as the president of the province.
Is his death likely to have any impact on these negotiations, these independence negotiations that are supposed to be starting now?
Well, I'm not in a position to talk about that. There's meetings going on today on how, you know, this whole thing will be arranged. There's still not much clarity on how this will go on. There's no clarity of who's going to be his successor.
Associated Press reporter Tina Kraha speaking with us from Pristina, Serbo-Montenegro. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.